You are listening to the Health and Wellness Connection Podcast, the number one wellness podcast designed to provide the latest information to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. Our show features exciting guests, the latest in medical research, and in-depth discussions in current trends on weight loss, nutrition, and fitness. No matter what your interest, the Health and Wellness Podcast has you covered. And now, presenting your illustrious host, Dr. Barry, MD.
Hey, this is Dr. Barry here. Are you looking to get checked out and need something quick and fast? Well, consider going to see my friends over at Rapid Response Urgent Care, located in Pearland, Texas. They do literally everything from general checkups for acute issues, dealing with chronic issues. They even do flu shots. They do immigration exams, really the whole nine yards. Very professional staff, and they'll see you quickly and efficiently. If you're looking to get seen today, go to 11901 Shadow Creek Parkway, Suite 111. That's in Pearland, Texas, zip code 77584. If you want to call them by phone, their number is 281-760-1971. Again, looking for an urgent care that'll see you quick, fast, and in a professional manner, check out Rapid Response Urgent Care. Hey, it's Dr. Barry here. We here at the Health and Wellness Collection Podcast are always interested in hearing from our fans and our listeners. If you have any information you want to send out to us, or you have any questions you want to ask me or any of the staff here, please do not hesitate to reach out. Our email is drbarryhealth@gmail.com. That's Dr. Barry Health, drbarryhealth at gmail.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/nextlevelweightloss. And lastly, you can find us also on our blog, www.controlyourweight, that's spelled W8.com. And of course, you can always find me, Dr. Barry, on Instagram at Dr. Barry MD, and on Twitter at Dr. Barry Tech Doc, all one word. Again, thanks for listening to the Health and Wellness Collection Podcast. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to any of those aforementioned sites. Again, Dr. Barry, please enjoy the show. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Health and Wellness Connection podcast/radio show. I want to thank you guys for listening and just tuning in to us every week. It's been an awesome time, and we've had a lot of great feedback. And of course, you know, I always told you guys, we have a lot of awesome guests, very interesting guests that we're going to bring to you guys so we can really get that, you know, good information from a good source. So we can really educate folks and kind of tell them what's going on here with these certain industries. Now, today we have a very, very, I think, exciting topic, very intriguing topic, if you will. We're going to talk about skin bleaching. Now, it's something that really hasn't been discussed as much kind of in the mainstream, but it's still a very, very significant market. It's actually, I think one report I read that the skin bleaching industry is about projected to be, it was a, what, $10 billion industry. That was in 2012, projected to be almost a $20 billion industry in 2020. So clearly extremely a large market of people. And we have on the show today a special guest. She goes by Dr. Ogunmakin, or also known as Dr. O. And she is a board certified dermatologist who runs a practice out in, is that the Katy area or Houston, Texas area?
So I was in the Katy area. Now I'm in Houston. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Awesome. So thank you for, you know, taking time to talk with us today on the Health and Wellness Collection radio show. We're just so excited to have you on the show. Do you have anything you want to kind of tell us about yourself? Kind of, you know, what you're about, kind of what kind of led you to your path to have you do what you're doing currently? And just kind of give some background on yourself.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be on the show. So my name is Dr. Kenny Ogunmakin, as you mentioned. I'm a board-certified medical and cosmetic dermatologist and practicing in the Houston area. So what drew me to dermatology in general is that it's just a specialty that allows me to basically tap into all my different interests. So I can do surgery, medicine, cosmetics. So I do quite a bit of cosmetics, procedures, lasers, Botox, fillers, you name it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's a great specialty where I can basically practice multiple facets of medicine.
Awesome. Well, that's amazing. And I'm very glad you took the time to kind of speak with us today. Now, the reason why I brought you on, because, you know, in addition to being a skin specialist, you have a lot of knowledge regarding certain areas regarding, you know, our skin. And, you know, this with this whole skin bleaching thing, I wanted to focus on that just because of the large, you know, industry that's being built, that many people don't really understand the widespread, you know, I guess you could say the breadth of the industry, as well as the potential ramifications of the products that are sold and promoted out there. So let me ask you this. So in regards to like skin bleaching, what have you kind of seen out there as far as what people are using, or what some of the more common agents that people tend to kind of reach out to you for, or just even on their own, just go out to different markets and purchase and try to use in order to achieve skin lightening, if you will?
Great question. So, you know, that's actually one of the biggest medical complaints that I get when patients with skin of color come to see me, is basically discussing about evening out the skin pigment. Some patients have more medical reasons why they want a more even tone or some discoloration. And as you mentioned, other patients just want to focus on just overall skin lightening. There are a lot of products on the market, some safe, you know, a lot safe under medical supervision, and some that are just absolutely just not indicated at all for that cause. I think a big one that I'll see patients come in with saying that they use are topical steroids, so like clobetasol. Generally, these are prescriptions that you have to get from a physician, but there are a lot of other countries my patients will get these products from. And the big thing with these products is like they can lighten the skin, but it can also cause significant skin thinning, stretch marks, acne, excessive hair growth. It is just not a product that needs to be used for lightening the skin. So that's one that's popularly used. Hydroquinone is another one that can be used safely under medical supervision. So we use it quite a bit to treat some medical conditions, hyperpigmentation, where our goal is to even out the skin pigment, not really to lighten it. So we're really focusing on getting those dark spots, irregular dark spots, lighter rather than bleaching your skin, to say. But a lot of patients do use it kind of more generalized.
One thing I have heard about hydroquinone is that there are some concerns about it being a carcinogen. Now, is that something you guys worry about, or what's the concerns that you've come across, if any?
You know, honestly, there's really not that literature out there that says it is carcinogenic, even though there are those rumors out there. So it is a product that I often prescribe for medical conditions like melasma, or for some patients for post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, but it's just not something that should be used generalized. It's also an appropriate prescription for patients who may suffer from conditions like vitiligo, where they have majority of depigmented skin, and so they have these dark patches that we try to blend into the rest of the skin. We generally will use a stronger version of the hydroquinone, a monobenzene ether of hydroquinone, and that's something that can also have its side effects, but, you know, obviously we're using it for medical purposes, and under a doctor's supervision, it can be quite safe.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So I'm sure you guys see this as far as people who just simply want lighter skin. I mean, even though the medical complaints, of course, may be, you know, very appropriate for a lot of different people. Some people just say, look, I'm dark, I want to be lighter, I feel that whatever industry I'm in, I can get a leg up. Like, what do you tell those patients? Is there any kind of psychological addressing, or is it just simply just, you know, let's try to make people happy, do what we have to do, and kind of go from there? What's your take, if you have any? Because I know some people.
Very good questions. I do not treat patients like that in my clinic. I simply tell them that's not a cosmetic service that I offer. Most dermatologists will not take on patients like that, because there are risks that are associated with using these products. We use it for our medical purposes, or if we use it for cosmetic purposes, it is more to even out the skin tone, not to get you to a lighter complexion. And like you mentioned, there may be a psychological component to it. And so those patients, obviously, we try to screen and get them to the appropriate doctor, if it be a psychiatrist, for further evaluation. But that is not a service that I perform, and many of my colleagues also do not perform that service.
Oh, wow. Let me finish up your point.
Okay, I was just going to say there are a lot of patients who go to med spas to receive IV glutathione. Those are things that are not FDA approved.
I was going to ask you about that next. That's another thing I've seen people, because you know the thing about it, and I'm glad you said that. You know, we're very wary on how we treat patients who just simply want to be lighter. But the reality is, these people are going to the online stores and buying whatever crap they're hearing from, you know, their Instagram favorites. Like, I'm sure you know about, because, you know, again, one thing I will say that I have a lot of people come across in the entertainment industry, and you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, lightening is something they have to do to help them, you know, get more attention, and vice versa. So, you know, some people just feel that, okay, well, the dangers, I understand them, but I really want to achieve this, and I think this will help me achieve such and such. A good example, actually, I don't know if you're familiar with the, the sounds I'm showing. I'm a little, I have some more, if you will, I don't know what the word would be. Basically, I was watching a show, a very popular reality show, Housewives, no, it's not Housewives, sorry, it was Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
I heard about her.
And there was an artist there whose name was Spice, and she brought up a very great point. I couldn't even argue, because she's in the music industry. She said that she gets kind of treated as a second class citizen because she's a dark skinned female, and she feels that being lighter would be, you know, make her have a leg up, if you will. Now, you could argue, you know, of course, that, you know, there is some sort of, you know, issue hurting yourself in order to achieve a certain look, but, you know, there's also a flip side that says, well, you know, there is a, you know, a potential, there's a clear issue here on how certain people are treated based on their skin color. So you feel somewhat sympathetic for those who feel that that's what they need to do. Now, as a clinician, of course, I can't in good faith say someone should do that. However, you know, some people have their own motivations, and I'm sure you're familiar with all the entertainers who are out here lightening their skin and promoting themselves and promoting even skin lightening products. I think Blac Chyna is one as well. So what do you say to people who are like, listen to these kind of folks who have a lot of influence, and they're saying, like, you know what, Blac Chyna did it, I want you to help me out, you know, I don't want to do it on my own, but I think I want to have the same look. Like, do you see these people, and what do you tell them if they do come across your clinic? Or do you say, go to the psych house?
Like I mentioned, I do not do it. I mean, I know a lot of people say, yeah, it could potentially improve my career, like you were mentioning. It kind of goes both ways, because you also have the people that see you as a different skin tone, a darker skin tone, and they see you kind of transform your appearance, and they lose respect for you. So you can kind of get a lot of negative feedback from that.
I personally
just don't understand it. I just don't understand how people want to go from one color to another. It's just not a service I provide. It's not a reasonable service. It's not something that's FDA approved, except for the treatment of vitiligo with the monobenzene ether of hydroquinone. So you're not going to find respectable or certified dermatologists providing these services. You're going to see people going to med spas. When you go in and you're getting these services provided, one, you don't know what you're getting. There's no FDA approval on these things. You don't know what risks you're incurring. It's just, it's dangerous.
No, absolutely. And that's kind of what I'm glad you're reiterating, because, you know, unfortunately, like, I'm sure you're familiar with first off, before we go into that much detail, let's just talk about the global kind of spread of these products. There's a lot of these products being sold, many of them with hydroquinone.
Yes.
As well as other skin lightening agents. Right. Some even have mercury in them, which I actually read, which is very disturbing, because mercury is extremely toxic.
Exactly. But
in more third world countries, it's promoted as a skin lightening cream.
Right.
And they're sold, and especially in India and the Philippines. And
right.
A lot of different countries. I was actually in Thailand a few years ago. I never forget seeing, like, all these huge billboards for skin lightening cream and, you know, use this now, appear brighter and lighter. It was like heavily promoted.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of these things would have, you know, glutathione, it would have, you know, it would have hydroquinone and mercury and all kinds of real toxic agents. But, you know, because the demand is so great, these companies just coming out with all these chemicals and putting it out there. And then, and now there's certain governments, like Ghana has really recently stepped in and banned products with hydroquinone and other potentially harmful agents. But, you know, I think ultimately, you know, like any kind of toxic or potentially toxic substance, you know, you need a professional who's really helping you kind of use it safely.
Absolutely.
Very, very, very potentially harmful. So I'm getting a note from my producer. We have to stop the show for the first half. I just want to thank you guys for listening. We're going to come right back. We got some more questions for Dr. Ogumakin, Dr. O, about kind of the skin lightening phenomenon and kind of, you know, what we need to know about it. And if you do have issues that potentially might need, you know, the treatment or the assessment by a specialist, you want to find someone out of O and really get that done. So stay tuned, guys. More questions for Dr. O, as well as more in general about skin lightening and kind of what's going on with the whole situation. Peace. All right. Hello, it's Dr. Barry here. We are back for the second half of the skin bleaching special. We're talking with a special guest here, Dr. O, aka Dr. Ogumakin. She's a board certified dermatologist, and she's going to really kind of give us the skinny, if you will, on, you know, what's skin bleaching and, you know, what's been used out there in a harmful way and potentially what's actually something we could potentially use safely. So again, Dr. O, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for again joining us today for the show. So tell us about kind of, you know, in your opinion, because, you know, we've talked about some of the more harmful things that are out there, especially with mercury and some of these other potentially dangerous chemicals. What would you recommend, or what do you think is a little safer, or that someone who potentially has issues, maybe before they kind of see you, they want to kind of try something they can get at the pharmacy or something for like areas that are problematic. What would you recommend that they could try that potentially could be, you know, not as dangerous as what we're seeing out there?
Absolutely. So one of my areas of expertise is skin of color. And okay. That is a huge issue that we have, is skin discoloration, just yes. Because we have such a huge amount of melanin, and, you know, the sun can cause a lot of pigment irregularities. I have a lot of patients that come in with uneven skin tones.
One thing I want to say, let me reiterate. You said you're a specialist in the skin.
With skin of color.
Wow, this will let everyone know how rare that is. This is what we call a unicorn, guys. So she's extremely, okay. extremely rare, hard to find. Most dermatologists, the vast majority, know very little about, you know, skin of color. Unfortunately, and that's one thing I have seen, like as far as recommending potential products and services that may be dangerous for people with skin of color. So you got to make sure if you do have any kind of skin related issue, you're seeing a specialist who's able to address your specific needs. And definitely people of color have, you know, differences in their skin that makes, I think, someone who's knowledgeable in that area going to be a better service for
that them. That is a great point, Dr. Barry, because there are products that are safe to use on patients with lighter skin
exactly.
that can be quite dangerous for patients with darker exactly. skin. So you exactly. definitely want to get a professional opinion about that.
Definitely.
I think it's great to use topical antioxidants, like products with topical vitamin C, vitamin E, ferulic acid.
I'm glad you said that, especially vitamin C. That's one thing I did see a lot of when I was doing my research, my little minuscule research on skin products. Vitamin C was something that I was seeing that had been used quite successfully in a lot of patients, and I would think that would be fairly safe, right? I mean, I'm not sure about the dosages, if whatnot, you know, I don't think it's really possible to overdose on vitamin C, but what do you think about vitamin C as a product for skin lightening? Is that something that you would recommend, or is it fairly effective? Or
absolutely, it's very effective. Now, there's a difference in different products. Okay. So you'll generally see, we like, as dermatologists, like to recommend medical grade products, okay. products by companies like SkinCeuticals, SkinMedica, because they have a lot of research behind them.
Okay.
We know how these vitamin C's are produced and that they're stable and they're effective.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of products that you can get from Ulta or you can get in other places
yeah.
that have vitamin C in them, but may not be effective. So it's always very important to do a consultation with your dermatologist so they can kind of guide you towards products that will actually be effective. But yeah, vitamin C is a great antioxidant, great for skin evening, improving your pigment without bleaching your skin.
Okay.
It's going to get you a brighter complexion. Products with glycolic acid as well work very great for decreasing pigment and evening out the skin. A lot of the acids like salicylic acid can give that benefit as well.
Mm.
There are some products with tranexamic acid that work very well. Kojic acid works very well.
Okay.
So there are a lot of products on the market, generally more medical grade products, that can really help to even out your skin, improve your overall complexion, decrease pigment without bleaching your skin. So generally, that is what my goal is to have patients have a more even complexion, decrease any pigment irregularities without trying to just improve, brighten the shades of their skin overall.
Interesting, interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think that one thing that I will say is that, you know, the information you're providing is extremely valuable, because people unfortunately are, you know, doing things that are very, very deadly to get the effect as far as skin lightening, whatever they're trying to do. So I think it's important that you know, we're kind of emphasizing what's safe, because let me tell you this, like I had a friend who was inquiring about some skin lightening products, and they, you know, actually brought up the Nigerian celebrity Densi, I think her name is. She has an extremely multi-million dollar empire of selling skin products, skin lightening products. And so, you know, a lot of people use her and other, you know, popular figures as examples of people who are using them, and they are quote unquote healthy and whatnot. So what do you tell people as far as those who are using, or, you know, using those kind of products, particularly those, like, you know, from popular celebrities who are promoting, you know, potentially harmful products? Yeah. Like, do you think it's possible they could use it safely on their own? Or, because it seems like a lot of people are doing that, and I'm like concerned regarding the potential effect. Is there any plan to address that?
Yeah. It's very important to seek professional guidance with these products, because even when we do prescribe products like hydroquinone, mm-hmm. we tell patients not to use it for more than 2 months at a time.
Okay.
You know, they have their side effects as well. One thing that we can actually potentially see in patients is something called ochronosis. Hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen a patient who is using hydroquinone and their skin is getting lighter, and then all of a sudden they start getting darker pigments in it.
Yes.
That is something.
Especially on the knuckles and around mainly the knuckles, the toes. There's areas where I don't know if it gets hyperpigmented or if it doesn't penetrate as well.
And then we can see patches on the face as well, where the lighter skin starts getting darker. It can even kind of have a bluish tint to it. Mm-hmm. I see quite a few people walking around with ochronosis. Mm. And this is a condition that is very, very difficult to treat. There's this buildup of pigment in the skin. So, I mean, these products are prescription because they need medical supervision behind them. I never have any patients just kind of go off on their own and use these type of products. And another thing that's important is we have melanin for a reason.
Yes. So we actually do a whole show on melanin as well, because people, I think that's one thing people are also not understanding, the importance of melanin and what it does.
Exactly.
And it affects the body. And that's a whole show. But definitely speak on that. Like, why? Like, because essentially what you're doing is these products are kind of reducing the size of your melanin. They call them the melanocytes, or the cells that produce melanin. And so you're kind of, you know, kind of neutralizing those cells. So you're kind of reducing the melanin content in your skin. Now, tell us about the importance of what melanin does, kind of briefly, as far as what its effect is on the body and why it's there, number one. Because you have people like in Ghana or in Nigeria using these products, and they're very popular there. They're literally decreasing their melanin. You know, how could that potentially, you know, cause them issues? Like,
right. So, you know, the biggest thing that we know that melanin is good for is providing protection against ultraviolet radiation and damage.
Definitely.
So patients who actually have medical conditions that decrease the melanin production or kill the melanocytes, they are actually at increased risk for skin cancers. So there are conditions like albinism or vitiligo, where you'll see these patients will be at higher risk for basal cells or melanomas. So melanin is very important for that reason. And if you're going to an area that has a lot of UV radiation, you definitely want that protection.
Exactly.
So that's something you don't want to take for granted. Not only does it help prevent from sun damage, but it also helps to prevent from aging as well. So, the sunlight is going to break down your collagen, break down your elastic fibers. And that's why you may hear some people say black don't crack, is because we have that protection from the melanin.
Exactly.
Now, if you're taking that away, then you're also increasing your risk for photoaging, which will, you know, break down your collagen, make your skin more lax, but will also increase your risk for having more brown spots. So it's funny. It's almost paradoxical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, if you see people taking these creams or whatnot and getting themselves lighter, then they go out in the sun, they got big hats on, they have all this, you know, sun blocker on. So it's kind of a like people are not really understanding what they're doing and potentially how they're causing more harm to themselves by reducing their melanin levels just to, I guess, achieve some sort of cosmetic effect. So, I'm so glad you mentioned that because, you know, the importance of melanin is something that, you know, like I said, we'll do a whole show on that as well. But it's just extremely critical people understand that importance and why these creams, while they have a short-term goal, may get attention. Long-term, you may be doing some pretty serious or pretty significant damage to yourself. So, great. So we're kind of coming toward the end of the show. Is there anything kind of you wanted to kind of mention before we go regarding kind of skincare, what people need to look out for, especially when they're looking for products out there? Like, you know, they want to go to the store and find some minor thing before they see you, and they want to look at getting keeping their skin healthy and maintaining that appropriate skin look they're trying to go for. What should they look for that they can potentially look?
I think the most important, hands down, the most important product that you can get to protect your skin is sunscreen. Most important. That will maintain a more even complexion, will decrease your brown spots. That's key. That's number one. You hear every dermatologist say, sunscreen, 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 sunscreen.
Now, we see sunscreen. What about what kind, though? Because I'm hearing now, of course, that the chemical-based sunscreen are like a potentially killing fish and bad for the oceans, so they're banning that in certain parts of the world. Like, is there, or do you recommend more like the zinc based or some of the other what kind of sunscreens do you think
is where it gets very tricky. Mm-hmm. Obviously your mineral sunscreens, like your zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, I mean, those are mineral, no chemicals involved. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have any allergic reactions to it or anything. Mm-hmm. But the tricky part is that those generally do not go on very well with patients with skin of color. Mm-hmm. So it creates more of an ashy appearance and discourages people from using it. Okay.
Ashy is definitely a big sin in the black community. So yeah, don't appear ashy. So absolutely. So
exactly.
So you don't want to appear ashy. What else can you use then if
there
far as
there good? Are some sunscreens that are actual mineral based powders. Mm-hmm. These tend to blend in a little bit better and you can match it to your shade. Okay. So these come in powders and they have a retractable brush on them,
like a foundation or something, like a kind of like,
yes,
yeah,
very similar, like a powder, like a loose powder, but it's all sunscreen.
Is this for the guys too or just mainly for the ladies? Like, is there
it's for the guys too. And so you can brush it on your skin without changing your complexion, but you still get that mineral coverage. You still get the zinc. You still get the titanium without getting any chemicals. Awesome. Now, there are some sunscreens that are chemical sunscreens that blend in beautifully for black skin as well and don't really have adverse effects. There is this sunscreen by a company called Elta MD, and it's UV clear. It's the tinted version. I love that sunscreen. It blends in invisibly on black skin. It's basically the one that I recommend in addition to the mineral sunscreen. So that's one that I generally have patients look into. With that being said, I will be honest to say you're not going to find any inexpensive sunscreens that go on really nicely on darker skin patients. Oh, wow. These are generally going to be very expensive. Even the brush on one, maybe about $30 to $60. Wow. and the Elta is about $40. So that's the only part that gets you. Good sunscreens are a little bit more costly, that's but definitely
true.
Worth it.
That's true. And the chemical ones are $5.99 at your local Walgreens. So it's really just the way things go, unfortunately. But I'm glad you dropped that tidbit for the audience there, because I'm sure they really appreciate that. Well, anyways, we're getting at the end of the show, and I just want to thank you again, Dr. O, for really kind of blessing the show with your knowledge. We're really thankful for that. Now, how can people contact you if they want to reach out to you? Let's say they really want to make an appointment. They're kind of tired of dealing with these potentially harmful chemicals. They want to kind of get the source. I mean, get the real stuff from someone like yourself. How can they reach out to you? Do you have any social media? Like, do you have any kind of
yes? So obviously, you can come, you can schedule an appointment with me. I am located in the Tanglewood area in Houston. My office number is 713-442-2400, and I accept all major insurances or most major insurances. So that would be a good way to set up a consultation so we can kind of discuss your skincare needs. I'm also on Instagram, and it's Kenny the Derm MD, and that's my handle there. You can find me that way, Dr. Kenny Ogunlocken. You can search by my name as well. So you can kind of discuss with me there, and I can get you to my office as well. But that would be a good start.
Thank you.
There are very few skin of color dermatologists, and I'm one of them in the Houston area, and definitely love to treat patients who have, you know, such issues.
Awesome, awesome. So yes, guys, we will also tag all this stuff on the social media, so definitely check out for that. Thank you again for tuning in to the show. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you got some good out of today's show. I know I did. Again, thanks, Dr. O, for joining us. It's Dr.
Absolutely.
Berry.
Absolutely.
Your host. I'm signing out. Peace.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Health and Wellness Podcast. For more info, check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/nextlevelweightloss. Our show can also be found on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/HW Connection. Lastly, for any inquiries, email us at drberryhealth@gmail.com. Until next time.